Timmins. Work to position Timmins as a clean critical mineral leader is giving another generation access to mining as a career, says Timmins MPP. George Peary, who is also the provincial minister of mines, was in town today for Canada Nickel's announcement that it's developing two processing facilities, one for nickel and another for stainless steel and alloy production. When complete, Canada Nickel CEO Mark Selby said the nickel processing facility will be the largest in North America, while the stainless steel and alloy production will be the largest in Canada. Each of these plants will be designed to utilize our carbon storage capacity at Crawford, and allow each of these facilities to be world-leading zero-carbon facilities, zero-carbon nickel, and zero-carbon steel. As nickel demand is set to more than double over the next 10 years, this nickel processing capacity fills a critical link in the supply chain from mining critical minerals through to electric vehicle manufacturing, said Selby during the announcement. Crawford is Canada Nickel's proposed open-pit, zero-emission operation located 40 kilometers north of Timmins. Right now, the company is looking at potential sites in the Timmins area for the new processing facilities. Existing brownfield sites, including the Met site, are being considered. Ideally, Selby said that the facilities would be on one site. Because nickel is used to create stainless steel, he said some of the local nickel will be used at the stainless steel plant and some will be shipped off to be used in battery production. We're also in the final stages of choosing engineering firms to complete the designs of both facilities and we'll be announcing those selections shortly. Feasibility studies are underway and are expected to be completed by the end of this year, said Selby. Canada Nickel started in 2019 and is hoping to break ground on the Crawford project in mid-2025. At the site, the job opportunities are expected to peak in the early operating years with over 900 jobs then level out to the 700 to 800 range. During the construction phase, 400 to 500 jobs are expected to be created. The processing facilities will mean an extra 500 jobs, said Selby. Right now at the Crawford site, Selby said geotechnical work is being done so that when the permits are lined up, construction can start. Selby hopes to have the financing for the project in place by the end of this year. The Porcupine Mining Camp is known for its gold production, along with base metals such as copper and zinc. Through Crawford and its other sites, Canada Nickel is working to position the city as a nickel district as well. We are proud to lead the way in planning the development of new capacity to meet the growing demand for the local supply of critical minerals, and most importantly, zero-carbon, environmentally responsible production in North America, said Selby in a news release. Critical minerals such as nickel, copper and cobalt are needed for the electric vehicle market. They've been a focus for the Ontario government, with the province even creating a five-year critical mineral strategy. For Peary, a retired mining executive and former Timmins mayor who is now the Ontario Minister of Mines, he believes the city's best mining days are still ahead. What we're doing is totally unique because we are processing and mining the minerals and we're matching with the battery and auto sector in southern Ontario, and we're doing it in a green fashion, carbon neutral, sequestering the carbon, and it's all here in Ontario, he said. He's also excited about what Canada Nickel's work means for Timmins. Timmins is proud of the world-class mining operations we have here and we can't wait to add more spur projects to the region. We want processing facilities in Timmins and having the value-added industries here at Timmins is what we want. It's what we've been striving for decades. This gives the next generation access to exciting career paths in mining or processing that will help them earn great wages and set them up to raise a family and have a wonderful life, he said.